8 sexy ways to kiss a man and turn him on. All right, ladies, in this video, I am going to be talking about ways to kiss your man that will absolutely turn him on and drive him wild. If you know the surefire ways to get us going, then you can use them at will. Anytime you want to get us fired up, anytime you want to get us turned on, anytime you want to get us chasing you around the house. I'm Kevin Anthony with Magnetize Your Man, and I am a certified sexologist, NLP practitioner, and sex, love, and relationship coach. And for over 10 years, I have been helping men, women, and couples have the relationship of their dreams and the best sex of their lives. All right, the first sexy way to kiss your man is to tease him with your kisses. It is super sexy when a woman approaches us with a kiss and just kind of lightly kisses us and then pulls back a little bit. That indicates to us that you want to be kissed, but it also creates space for us to lean in and kiss you back. One thing that you generally don't want to do, although there are some exceptions to that, is be too aggressive with your kissing. You don't want to kiss us like a man trying to kiss a woman. So one of the ways that you can approach it is to do it softly, gently, like kind of tease us with it a little bit. We really, really love that, especially when it creates that space, like I said, that space, that sort of wanting, that sort of pulling us in more. You come in, you kiss us just a little bit, and then you kind of pull your lips away, and it just makes us, it's like magnetic energy. We just want to lean in and kiss you more. All right, the second sexy way to kiss a man is to grab him and pull him against you, like, say, preferably up against the wall. Now, what I don't mean is to grab him and press him up against the wall and start kissing him, although sometimes that could be appropriate. But I find it really sexy, and I know a lot of other men do, when a woman comes over and kind of grabs us and pulls us toward her. So you would grab your man and kind of pull him and lean back against the wall and encourage him to sort of press up against you and kiss you. It is super sexy and it is very feminine when a woman approaches it that way. Again, it's important not to be too overly aggressive. And, you know, I'm going to say that with a lot of the different points I talk about here. It doesn't mean that there aren't times when you can't just grab us and jump on us or be more aggressive. There is a time and a place for that. But in general, we like it more when you invite and tease and encourage. Those things are far sexier to us than, you know, a woman who's super aggressive all the time. All right, the third way to kiss a man that will turn him on is softly. Definitely softly. And again, there are those moments where it's totally okay to just be shoving your face in his face and really going for it. But in general, kissing us softly is something that we really enjoy. As men, we don't want to feel like we're kissing another guy. It just feels weird, competitive, like there's some sort of mouth or tongue fight, which really is not particularly a turn on for us. But kissing us softly, kissing us from your feminine essence, from your feminine energy, with soft lips, with that sort of tease that I talked about in number one, those are ways to really, really get us turned on. There is something about the soft lips and the soft kiss of a feminine woman that is just a huge turn on. The number four way to kiss a man and turn him on is to kiss passionately. Love what you are doing. Love who you are kissing. You shouldn't be kissing him anyway if you don't love him or really want to be kissing him. Passion, passion, passion goes such a long way. It is a huge turn on when our woman comes towards us and wants to kiss us or touch us or do anything else in a way that is passionate, where we feel your feminine energy and your passion coming through the act itself. This is such a turn on. And You know, something that I see couples, especially who've been together for a long time, stop doing for each other. They might kiss every single day, but it lacks that spark, that passion, that desire. So you want to find ways that you can keep that going long term. Your kiss 20 years later should still be like you're kissing when you're dating. And I know that might sound a little crazy, might even sound a little unrealistic, but it's absolutely possible to do. And if you want to turn us on with your kiss, we need to feel that passion from you. The number 5 way to kiss a man and turn him on is actually something not to do as opposed to what to do. And that is, don't be too aggressive. I know I talked about this a little bit when I was talking about kissing softly and teasing, but it's really important not to be too aggressive with your kissing. Again, we don't want it to turn into, you know, a bout, a contest of kissing. Who can be more powerful? Who can dominate the other? That generally doesn't work, especially if you're with a masculine man. He's not really going to appreciate feeling like he's competing with you for kissing dominance. So don't get too aggressive with it. You know, always think about, in any relationship, you want polarity, right? So you need to have a masculine and a feminine both. In relationships where, let's say, the man is more feminine and the woman is more masculine, you end up in this sort of neutral polarity space, which generally is a relationship killer. You do sometimes have relationships where the woman is more masculine, the man is more feminine, and you get that what's called reverse polarity. That can work also. But for the majority of people and relationships out there, a properly polarized relationship looks like a masculine man with a feminine woman. And from that, we want to think about how we approach each other from those places. In other words, as a man, I want to approach a woman from a masculine place. When I'm kissing her, I want to approach her from a masculine energy. I might, you know, grab her by the back of the head gently and pull her into me, right? I might push her up against the wall. I might do things like that from a more masculine perspective. And you as a woman, you want to do the opposite. You want to approach it from the feminine perspective. So don't think of it in terms of, I need to be aggressive, I need to jump in there, I need to push him up against the wall, that sort of thing. Now again, I know there are times when it is perfectly okay to grab him and push him up against the wall. But generally in that scenario, you'd push him up against the wall and then you'd let him reverse it and throw you up against the wall. Now I know when we talk about polarity teachings, it's hugely controversial. And I'm sure there will be plenty of comments on this video about how everything I just said is wrong and that doesn't work and yada, yada, yada. That's fine if that's what you want to believe. I've been doing this a long time. I've coached a lot of people. And from my experience, this is what works. All right, the number 6 way to kiss a man and turn him on is to kiss our chest. So obviously, when we're talking about kissing, we are generally thinking about, you know, mouth-to-mouth kissing. But there are lots of other places on each other's bodies that we can kiss. And as a man, it's really nice when a woman uses her mouth on some of these other places. So it's great when, you know, she maybe unbuttons your shirt a little bit and starts kissing you on the chest. That is a big turn on. For us, we're thinking, ooh, I wonder where else this is going to go, right? So that can absolutely be a big turn on for a man. The number 7 way to kiss a man and turn him on is to kiss anywhere from, you know, his chest or maybe his belly button down to his genitals. If he doesn't shave all of his hair off, as so many men do these days, right? There's that little trail that maybe goes from the navel down to the genitals. Just trace that with soft feminine kisses. That is a huge, huge turn on. So think about ways that you can potentially use your kisses on other parts of the body in ways that men would absolutely find a big turn on, stimulating, ways that make us think, ooh, I wonder where she's going to go next, right? All right, and the last one, the number 8 way to kiss a man and turn him on is to just kiss his genitals. It's a theme in all these videos, I know. But we men really are not that complicated. We like what we like. And let's face it, we all like when a woman uses her mouth on our genitals. So don't be afraid to do that. And if you do some of the things we talked about before in number 7 and number 6 about, you know, kissing his chest, you know, kissing from the belly button down to the genitals, those kinds of things that build some anticipation. And then, of course, also kiss his genitals. So there you go. Those are 8 ways to kiss a man and turn him on. This, I think, is a superpower of women, their ability to use their feminine essence to tease us, to turn us on, to get our engines revved up and create desire. So make sure that you at least try a few of these out. Next, if you'd like to hear more from me, you can check out my YouTube channel right here on YouTube at Kevin and Celine. You can also listen to the Love Lab podcast, both on my YouTube channel and on any major podcast platform. And lastly, if you go to kevinandceline.com/vault, you can get access to the Passion Vault, which is a free library full of resources to help improve your sex, love, and relationship. Those links are in the description below. I hope you found this video helpful, and I will see you in the next one.